episode 293 on the PS5 says it sold the best in November. Release dates for some big Xbox games, Game Awards 2020, reveals, recaps, and deets. Diving questions. And beer. Of course.
Which plant seed should this bullet poop?
Ferns.
Ferns.
Pim, 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 pim,
pim. The manhood flying out of my mouth.
Reach in at your own risk. This is the Loaded Couch.
Oh, God, already? There you go.
All right, we're back with episode 293 of the Loaded Couch. And I'm the man who will punch Pigeon right in the ear if he's drinking water, Ninja.
Ninja. What up, my ninja? Pigeon Paddy.
Ooh, Space Plans Ninja. Cool.
All right. And yeah. So we're in a pregame diary of the mouth because we have a long show from what Pigeon has given us insider tip on.
No way.
All game awards. Okay. While visiting a health center, Ninja, Yasunobu Yakumoto, a member Ninja. Of the
party.
That's right. Kaiwa City Council in Okayama Prefecture was asked by staff to put on a mask while inside the building. This caused him to shout.
Ninja should have one.
That's right. Yeah. I wonder if ninjas now don't wear them.
Make them stand out.
That's right.
I mean, blend in.
Yeah. Also work. Yeah, it's just like you're looking for the obvious, and it's like, oh, that's not a ninja. He doesn't have a mask.
He's just a regular guy. Wait a second, we'll have masks on.
That's right. Everybody else
dressed all in black with a Rambo headband on. Yeah.
Oh, shit. All right, so this caused him to shout, quote, "I don't need a mask because I'm not talking."
Is he from Florida?
Probably. Yeah. All right, so perhaps realizing that he just did the complete opposite of what he said, he then took a page from the nonverbal communication of the noble chimpanzee and proceeded to throw his own feces in anger. Once again, shouting, "I don't need a mask to drop off a sample," he hurled it at a nearby desk. Reports are unclear whether or not this comprised the tube and bag holding his waste matter.
He was actually at a doctor's office dropping off Dookie. So he got so mad he threw his own sample. Now he's probably going to do a whatever you call a fasting again.
So after that, the 73-year-old councilman went out to his car, got a mask, put it on, then returned to the building and shouted, quote, "These young punks," end quote, at his constituents.
What is that? What is that, Clint Eastwood?
Yeah.
Get up.
Nah, there would have been a random empty chair sitting there that he was talking to.
I don't get that. I don't get that. Is that from a movie?
No. He had like a some kind of, he did like some kind of talk or something like that, and it was like a, I don't know, he was supposed to make a speech at some kind of thing or something. I don't know if it was a political event or not, but he kind of got up there and there was an empty chair and he just talked to the empty chair for like a half an hour. It was like a monologue, but like talking to a chair that wasn't going to answer back, but he just kind of, yeah, I don't know. You have to watch it.
No, I don't.
Yeah, well, you should. After
watching that movie you picked, it's probably terrible.
Maybe. It was terrible. Yeah, that's why I made so much fun, or people made so much fun of it. All right, beer mash. Dan, what are you drinking?
I got, what do I got? I got Founders. It's called Moon Rambler IPA. It's from Grand Rapids, Michigan. It's yellow, and it's 6.4 percentiles. What you got?
I got Merry Monkey. Kind of sticking with my Christmassy-themed beer a week for the show. It's from Victory. It's a Belgian-style ale, Downingtown, PA, brown bottle, 10% alcohol.
Mm-hmm. And what's Pigeon Ninja have?
Maybe for Christmas, do yourself a favor and put it in a bright glass.
Nah. Belgian-style ale with cranberry, orange peel, cinnamon, and nutmeg.
10% nice. Oh, I have water.
Water. You're the worst.
I'll get my Christmas beer.
All right, speaking of beers, Coors recently introduced Beer Man, which is described on Twitter as a pile of snow with beer cans stuck in it to chill. If you give that pile of snow a face, then according to Coors Light, you have a beer man.
Or creepy mother freaking horror movie.
No, seriously.
Coming soon.
So to celebrate the birth of Beer Man, Coors Light is offering to turn one lucky fan's backyard into a winter wonderland.
That's murder cool. scene.
Yeah. Oh. In time for the holiday season. According to a press release, all fans have to do is to enter. All fans have to do to enter is to build their own Beer Man.
Okay.
No thanks, because that thing will probably come to life.
Yeah, that thing kind of looks like it's a haunted Sandman from the number 9 movie or whatever.
Right, that snowman has no chill. He's right. ready to murder.
And everything's brown. It's all made out of brown snow. It's kind of weird.
He's got a dumb smirk. Oh my God, he's looking at me. He sees me right now.
He's looking at you in the windows of your soul.
Optic stems.
That's right.
He's looking in the windows of my soul. Beer man ninja.
Speaking of beer men.
Dude, as he kills you, he's like,
All right, speaking of beer men, Michael Jordan, the all-famous basketball player, has a golf course in Florida. That's right. Has a golf course in Florida, which features flying drones that deliver food and booze straight to the fairways.
It's only $3,000 a round.
Right. And you have to watch out for falling drones.
Oh my gosh. You know how expensive it must be to design and create your own golf course? First of all, you need to buy like 90,000 acres of land. Sure.
Jeff Bezos was like, that's cute.
He's like, I own the planet. That's cute, your little golf course you got there.
I own half of Mars.
I bought a planet.
That's right.
In the next galaxy over, you lose.
That's right.
I bought this sun. I'm turning it off.
Where's the
Fuck
off
you
button,
pay
guys?
Me.
Fuck you, pay me. Yeah, exactly.
I'll turn the sun off. You don't know? Fuck you, pay me.
No more sun. See how you like that?
Sorry, nothing's grown. We have nothing for you. Fuck you, pay me. Free shipping.
So golf course, would that drones kind of cut into your enjoyment of the golf?
Yeah.
No, I think it would add. I think most people are at the level of poor at golf, so you're kind of going there for a good time. And if they could fly drone me in a beer, that sounds good.
I guess if you're playing at Michael Jordan's course, you're not really looking to make the majors or get your green jacket anytime soon.
He's pretty competitive.
Yeah, he's way into golf, like big time into golf. He's big time into everything.
Yeah, but he made it in Florida.
He's a very serious golfer. That's where most golf courses.
Mm.
You know, all the
weather is nice all year round.
Arnold Palmer, right? Exactly.
Yeah, but how many crackheads or people with meth are you gonna have driving across your course?
Not him.
Right. That's why he's got those gun drones to shoot him down. Off for a course.
He has bum bunkers in the
sleeping there.
All right, guys, time to get up and go get those balls out of the water.
Dude, that's like a big what do you call it? Moneymaker.
Golf courses?
Yeah, it can be.
Yeah, you go on the golf course and you scuba dive and get all the balls and you resell them. People make like six figures off of it.
I guess in Florida, though, you got to worry about gators, no?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But it's definitely gators. For
I'm
sure.
More worried about meth heads.
Yeah.
Somebody just sniffed bath salts. It's way more dangerous.
Start eating their own flesh coming after you next.
That's right.
Looks like Beer Man coming after you.
Oh, shit. What kind of beers and food do you think the drones are delivering?
Oh, I saw it. It was Coors Light and Heineken. And Stella Artois.
Anything with the Nike logo on it?
Jumpman.
Nike pizza.
Nike pizza ninja.
Oh my gosh.
We can make these beer men, snowmen, beer men ninjas.
Bobcat burgers. With the Bobcat logo on it. Hey guys, I have a team. You know that, right?
Yeah. I'm surprised you didn't know that.
They're mediocre to terrible every year. So.
Right? They're horrible. I got a lot of Bobcat burgers I got to move. I'll drone them to you. You'll love it.
They'll come in lukewarm. It'll be so good.
I'm on hole 13. Well, the clubhouse is at hole 1. It's really far away. The fans from the drone are cooling it off the whole time.
What's what? I mean, do you think that it carries a cooler?
PS5 fans, probably.
Probably does.
Do you think it carries a cooler? No, so it's just
delivers it within like a couple minutes. Yeah.
Maybe a couple of minutes, you're losing temperature. Especially in Florida.
Maybe there's ice packs. Little,
yeah, they put in one of those Pizza Hut
right.
pizza container bags to keep it warm.
Pizza Hut Ninja bags.
Yeah. Pizza Ninja bags.
What's that? Pizza Hut Ninja bags. Ninja. All right, while we get Ninja out of our system, let's take a break so Pigeon can get a beer and we'll be back. Let's talk games. Need a friend? Pigeon too. Maybe you could be his friend. Ah, screw him. Reach me at scotchhound_LC or our website, loadedcouch.com.
I hate tea and I hate Kelk, but I love the Loaded Couch podcast. So listen on your favorite apps and our website, theloadedcouch.com.
I said, if you don't go to bed, I'm going to beat you up and eat you.
Let's.
Take a bite right in your leg.
Let's.
Talk.
Games. Ninja.
Ninja.
Pidge, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking the, it's called a Red and White Christmas from McKellar Apes. APS.
Okay.
Yeah. Holiday Ale, brewed with spices, Denmark. Copper Red Ninja in color and 8% alcohol.
Nice. Plans?
Toy. I got the same Moon Rambler IPA. Okay. What you got?
Merry Monkey from Victory Belgian Style. And I'm good. Better than Pitch. All right, games.
Games. Oh, yeah, games.
Dan, what'd you play?
I played some Overwatch. Actually, lots of Overwatch this week, which was nice. Trying to get a little bit better. Apparently, I like Orisa, so I keep going to her. I played a little teeny tiny bit of Tony Hawk 1 and 2. I got to the schoolyard, and I think I also unlocked the mall. So I think that's all I've gotten to so far. My Tony Hawk skills are way down. Yeah. Very poor. Very poor Tony Hawk skills.
You don't manual through everything like Pigeon does?
Well, I try to, but I keep falling down. Sometimes I do. Like stats, my kick flips are down. Yeah, I'm not jumping at all. I haven't even like earned anything to make my stats better.
Are you
I forgot about
your points.
I don't think so. I think now that you're saying that, I probably have to go spend my points.
You probably have like 10 points.
I might. I very well might have a bunch of points. So I played a little Costume Quest 2 a little bit more. We got the Wizard was the last costume we got, and then we found some flip-flops for the next costume, so I'm not sure what it's going to be. And then I played a little bit with Omega. I played the first half an hour of A Way Out, that prison escape game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how is it?
It is slow moving.
Oh my gosh.
That whole half an hour, not an exaggeration at all. I think it might have even been closer to 40 minutes. All of that was just setting the stage for the story that is to come. There's a little bit of action. You have to press a couple of buttons to get in one little prison fight. But you definitely see some digital dong, like when they blast you with the hose.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm playing it tonight.
You get some of that. It is interesting. I'm compelled to go back a second time to hopefully the second time picks up the action a little bit, because it was slow as shit. It was super slow. So if the second time it picks up a little bit, I'll be more intrigued to play some more. But if it's another half an hour and like almost nothing happens, like I don't know, I'm probably gonna, I can't see myself going back to it. So I do want to give it one more try though.
I got
canceling Game Pass Ultimate.
I got one little prison fight. My mom's got scared. She said, "You're going back to Lompoc with Dom from Bel Air."
Lompoc.
Isn't that where Dom always said he went to in all the Fast and Furious things? That one time in Lompoc or whatever it all is.
I don't remember.
I've done a couple of overnighters.
That's right.
We got a long walk. Entertainment.
Nice. There you go.
Would you play Vin Diesel?
Yeah, Pitch. Go.
I played some Overwatch.
That was horrible. But in my head, it felt like it was awesome. Oh my gosh, Overwatch. I've been playing some more Assassin's Creed Odyssey. Dude, it's just like every corner, there's something to do.
Mm-hmm.
You go and unlock a location, and then it's like to 100% complete, you find the treasure, you kill the captain. And after you kill the captain, you kind of get like a wanted level, and then these like assassins, but just they just like there to kill you, and then you kill them, and then the next one steps up, and then another one comes later on in like the different part of the world, and it's like, do you want to fight them? You can't. You can avoid them, or I'm just like, they have better loot, so I'll fight them. And it's just like after that, and then it's like you hit a citizen by accident, and then they all start coming after you with broomsticks. You want to kill them all. And then you go, it's like, then you kill an alpha. It's just like, there's so many side quests. It's just ridiculous. And yeah. I'm okay doing it all, but it's going to get to a point where I'm like, I just got to streamline the story because I'm level 40.
Over with.
And at the part of the store I'm at, I'm probably supposed to be like level 15.
No,
like, I'm just doing like everything. Story. no, because it like, it scales up with you, but.
Oh, okay, good.
But I'm just like going through it like crazy. Then I played some The Blob with Drew.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And it's essentially you're just a blob and you get color and then you got to color the world.
Okay.
Okay.
But then you can like mix the colors, like make them to like orange or turn them into like pink or so purple.
Do you slowly color because you move like a slug and it's just like a trail behind you the whole time or?
No, you roll pretty fast.
Oh, you thankfully. Roll like a ball. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. So she likes it a little bit and then she stopped playing it. And then today she was like, can we play it after dinner? And I'm like, yeah, but we never got the chance to because she went to a fit. But but yeah, it's kind of cool. And I'm just sitting there. I'm like, you got to get that. She's like, no. Like, and there's the water. And when you go into the water, your color goes away.
Right.
So she gets a color and then she jumps in the water. And she's like, I don't got any colors. I'm like, oh my gosh, please. Just get
what are you doing?
Paint the building so you can go to the next level, please. Oh, excuse me. But then I gotta remember she's 4, so I can't really game in her. And then
having a good time.
I played a little bit of Origami Shadow Edition.
Okay.
Can't talk about it though.
No.
Top secret.
Myself, same thing. Overwatch with you guys. Then I moved into some Super Smash Bros. Ultimate with the fam. Some couch co-op stuff, and that's always just fun. And then again, it was a light week for me. Played some Origami Shadow Edition, but again, we can't talk about it. So moving on.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Our Microsoft news. Microsoft Simulator Flight Simulator is coming to the Series X and S in the summer of 2021. Pigeon, getting it?
Yeah, it's going to be free. Ooh, taking off from Newark Airport.
Here we go. Everybody hop on.
I'm flying to Camden. unless we have the Series X or S, we can't play it, right?
I thought you could play it on the one right now, right? The 1X?
I don't know. If it is, I'll get it because it's free.
Mm.
it's free.
What didn't we say it was like 90% of people, the first flight they take is to their own home?
Yeah, I'm going to someone else's house.
Crash into it.
Yeah.
Tim Belvedere.
Nice. Jackass.
Emergency landing right on that house.
Right into the
right
Jedi.
Main Street.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you still have it?
I think so.
No, did he trade up to get that like $90,000 car you wanted?
Nope.
The Lamborghini he was looking at, right?
Yeah. Huracan?
I think he was looking at the Bugatti Chiron.
Chiron. Yes,
dude. Wasn't expensive enough.
No.
All right. If it's not one of one, I don't want it.
Right.
I'm uninterested.
Our Microsoft Cloud streaming service for Xbox games will be made available on Apple iOS devices and Windows PCs in spring 2021.
Yeah, eat that, Android.
Microsoft confirmed that a beta version of the Xbox Game Pass Ultimate system would be available in the spring. Windows PC users will be able to access the service through the Xbox app available from the Windows Store, while iOS users will access xCloud via a mobile web browser. This is due to Apple's restrictions on games that bypass the App Store via another app.
So you got to go to a website to stream it.
Right.
And then I guess it gets them away from paying Apple.
Right.
Yeah, I figured it out. You can make a computer do it.
Right.
Why doesn't every company do that? Just make a cheap website.
Well, that's kind of what I told you. I had to do to watch that Skinwalker Ranch, right? On the Xbox because I couldn't get the History app, so I had to use their Internet Explorer app on the Xbox to go to History Channel website and then watch the damn show.
Then reverse mirror cast it to your play.
You're such a hacker.
Yeah. That was so ass backwards because the Internet Explorer app on the Xbox sucks.
It sucks. Dude,
it sucks. Dude, I'll just send you the link on the dark web. Easy. Free TV.
Nice.
Free TV.
Species.
And you just, upload
did
it.
Did you just ask me for free cable?
Ninja.
Such a ninja with that.
Speaking of things sucking, did Xbox ever get back to the Loaded Couch tweet about how, or was it my tweet that told them how much their app sucks now?
You sent
have
it
him
out. Up.
Get Larry Herb. Have him on the show.
Don't,
Larry.
Don't think.
You know what's funny? Kelk got back to me saying user error.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Wow. What did he find? How did he find the time?
I don't know.
I'm gonna tell him. He's on Twitter more than he breathes.
I'm going to tell him he's a 4 out of 5 and go tell go
response.
Tell his story walking.
4 out of 5. Get out of my face. What a bastard.
All right. Tweet sent. You're a 4 out of 5. Go tell your story walking. All right. 343 Industries has announced that Halo Infinite will ship in fall 2021 and revealed further details on certain aspects of Halo Infinite, including graphics, art, and customization.
I'm no mathematician, but that's a year late, right?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't good so much with numbers.
What, you think I'm blind? I can't write them books?
Yeah, it's 1 year late. 1 year later, 13 months.
That's right.
Oh, the baker's year.
Yeah,
look
exactly.
No further, buddy.
You found him. Oh shit! So yeah, a year late, and they're giving details,
and okay. They stank.
That's right.
It's free though. It'll be free.
There we go. Xbox. Sorry.
It'll be free.
Delayed.
Yeah, if you free. Have, yeah, if you have Game Pass Ultimate,
right?
It'll be.
That's like you can get Xbox coffee for free at King's Gambit.
No, you
can't. Just got to pay a year subscription of $20,000.
It's free.
You just got to pay off his roaster. And I got pictures to prove it.
That's right. All right, Sony news. The PlayStation 5 was November 2020's best-selling hardware platform in customer spending. And it had the highest launch month unit and dollar sales for a video game hardware platform in U.S. history.
Breaking what does that mean?
Well, if you...
There you go. The buttons are slow tonight.
That's all right. So it was breaking the previous record held by PlayStation 4 in November 2013.
What does this mean, though? Like,
well, the crazy thing is what's the category? Best-selling PlayStation ever?
Best-selling PlayStation 5? Hardware platform in consumer spending.
Right.
So
November 2020, released by Sony.
So actually, further in the article, the Switch is actually had more units sold, but I guess since it's $200 or $250 bucks, it didn't make as much money as consumer spending. I don't. And then
if you just keep quantifying it, you're the best.
Yeah.
Month, unit, and dollar sales.
That's like.
Let's make our own category.
Pigeon's got his the biggest dick in the square inch of his house or something like that. I don't know. It's like
it's true.
Yeah.
It was the highest selling Sony PlayStation that was ever released in November of 2020.
It's true.
Yeah, and my penis is the biggest penis inside my house.
Biggest one in the house.
Yep.
By such a long shot. It's not even a competition.
That's right.
Unless my daughters grow penises, right, then they will probably be bigger than me. But as of now, November 2020, I'm the biggest.
You can be happy walking around saying, winning!
Yep.
Shwing!
Yep.
They're like, it's hairy and looks like a vagina.
All right, so as reported by NPD's group, Matt Piscatella, even though the PS5 broke those records, the made-up ones, the Nintendo Switch was still the best-selling hardware platform in November 2020 in units sold.
There you go. Yeah. Okay. That's the one that matters. Well, we're the best-selling hardware platform if you round up to the nearest
in PS5. Consumer spending.
I'm so stupid.
Yeah, well, define consumer spending.
Didn't, like, in the past, like, 3 months, didn't it have, like, Ghost of Tsushima was the best-selling IP to ever release in the month of October on a PS4 right. console in 2020.
Well, aren't they also bitching and complaining right now, saying that so many of the consoles were sold and bought by scalpers who are now going on to eBay and selling them for an exaggerated amount of money?
Yeah, quadruple the price.
So is that included in the consumer spending?
Yeah it does, because they pre-ordered it, right?
I guess. Crazy. All right. Moving on. At launch, Spider-Man Miles Morales on PlayStation 5 was available to run at 60 frames per second in performance mode. Ooh, all the ladies like performance mode. At 30 frames per second, but with ray tracing in fidelity mode.
Ooh, reg infidel.
That's right. Thanks to a new mode added in an update, though.
Did you say infidel?
Yeah. though you can now run the game at 60 frames per second and with ray tracing turned on.
Ooh. You know, it's 2 inches at 30 miles an hour.
Now,
this gets the job done.
Now, the new mode. Now, the new mode is called, quote, Performance RT, end quote, Ninja.
Whoa. That's the most performance RT category that's been released by PlayStation 5 in November of 2020. More frames than it previously had frames.
With the name like Spider-Man in it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Obviously.
Taking into consideration
consumer spending. You said that though, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So, quote, this is an alternate version of the 60 frames per second performance mode, adding ray tracing by adjusting the scene resolution, reflection quality, and pedestrian density, end quote, according to the description of the new mode.
So there's great. Three modes. Yeah. 60 frames per second, probably at 1080p.
Mm-hmm.
30 frames per second at 4K with ray tracing, yeah. Or 60 frames per second at 4K with lower resolution?
Reflection? No, with... scene resolution adjusting, which again you're saying is probably the lower resolution for some reason. Pedestrian density, which I'm thinking is the amount you're going to see from like thousands of people in the streets, like 12 people in the streets.
12,000 to 12.
I can't play this game. There's not enough people walking around.
Right.
Unplayable.
I can't be polite to anybody.
There's one garbage.
Unplayable.
Truck.
I literally can't even stand it.
One garbage truck. No other vehicles.
To serve this whole friggin' metropolis, I don't think so.
One building.
Right, one big building.
Just swing around it. Close your head every time. Bam! Oh,
shit.
That's funny.
All right, moving on. Nintendo News, Super Smash Bros. Ultimate Direct, as Ultimate's director, Masahiro Sakurai, has announced that amiibo for Banjo-Kazooie, Fire Emblem Three Houses Byleth, and Fatal Fury's Terry Bogard will be available in 2021.
Hey, Terry.
Yes. So, do we know if Terry is a female or a male?
No, it's like Pat, right?
His pronouns are they and them.
It and us.
Right.
Why does nobody identify as an us? That's a good one. My pronoun is us.
That's right. Me, myself, and I like to be referred to as us.
We.
Holy
hell. My pronoun is you.
Boop, boop, boop.
Boop, boop, boop. Real quick, is Spider-Man a ninja?
No. Nice.
No? Is that the consensus here?
Boop, 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 boop. Ninja?
Not when he's as snarky as he is, right? You don't hear ninjas coming in and be like, hey, motherfucker!
Yeah. He is a little noisy.
He's not Samuel Jack.
You never know.
I swing around from a rope.
Ninja.
Fire, you open your motherfucking mouth one more time. I think he's a ninja.
Is Miles Morales a bitch? Then why are you treating him like one?
So, ninja or not?
No, I don't think so. He's not stealthy.
Okay, so it's officially here to hear first. Little Couch podcast at the Little Couch .com.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That Spider-Man is not a ninja.
Well, no, because he always lands right in front of the people he's going to attack. Ninjas attack in stealth.
Here.
Yeah. Spider-Man always has to start a back and forth banter with the people that he's fighting.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's not ninja.
That's debatable.
Right. I think he's half ninja, if anything.
Can't you? Yeah, you go all in or none.
I mean, I played Spider-Man as a ninja because I used the the 1950s like blackout outfit the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Like the leather.
I'd say
boots
Batman is more of a ninja than Spider-Man.
Yeah. Again, because he doesn't start the banter with the people he's attacking.
He's just a brute.
You big brute.
What was the guy's name from Nerds? Ogre. What's his name? Nerd.
All right, multi-platform news. Game Awards 2020 reveals.
Yeah, you don't have to read the whole thing. We can just go through some of the games if you want.
Loop Hero.
No, it does not. It's a card game. Forget it.
Tisha. Yeah.
This one looked pretty cool. You should look at the trailer for it.
Inspired by the culture of the small country of New Caledonia.
Oh, where's that at? Where's that located?
It's right next to California. Kazakhstan, yeah.
Let's see, where is it located?
My wife. It's probably by freaking France.
Oh, what's France? What's your guess?
I like that Spanish Portugal area, but I'll go Kazakhstan.
It is an island off of Australia.
That's what I said.
A Newfoundland is a special collectivity of France in the Southwest Pacific Ocean.
Ooh, that counts more.
East of Australia.
Yes. So it's an open world adventure game. Yeah. Okay.
It's a very small island. It's a 20-minute game.
Right. Exactly.
Here's the east side. Here's the west side. Right. Game over.
Done. Yeah. Oh, but there's a tunnel system. What?
It's just a hole.
That's a sequel.
Yeah. Oh, shit. All right. Pigeon's favorite, Sea of Solitude.
Pretty good game.
Director's cut on the Switch.
Mm-hmm.
The shady part of me, that would be my butthole.
Wow.
It's always in the shade.
What is that? Perennium? Perennium? Sunbathing?
Yeah, exactly. Perennium.
Get that turned up.
It's a dreamlike adventure game focusing on a young girl exploring this real world. Full of puzzles.
Yeah, it looked pretty cool.
Nier Replicant.
I don't care.
Is that a sequel to Nier Automata?
Automata. I don't know.
Century, Age of Ashes.
Oh, it's a pass. Hard pass. All right.
And you don't like the giant dragon stuff?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Sephiroth.
Super hard pass on me.
Mm.
The character, the new Final Fantasy character.
Right, making Cloud's his debut on Super Smash Bros.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Okay. the next Perfect Dark game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pretty cool. It'll be free on Game Pass.
Back for Blood from Turtle Rock.
Yeah, it's like the Left 4 Dead successor.
Which I think you've been missing this past year.
Who, me?
Yeah.
No zombie games this year.
Especially when
there's a game on Game Pass, World War Z. Heard of it's pretty good co-op.
Well, I never got a chance to ride a pigeon around on the back of my motorcycle while he shot dildo things at zombies and stuff.
You don't have the game, do you?
I might have picked it up. I don't know. I don't think I played it.
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe I did a little bit.
Come on, let's do it.
Mm. All right, Hood. So Hood, Outlaws and Legends.
I don't remember this game.
Stealth and melee combat. Forza Horizons 4 Cyberpunk 2020 DLC.
2077.
What did I say? 2027?
Yeah, you said 2020, Barbara Walters.
Nice. 2020. Yeah. All right, the Callisto Protocol.
This one looks pretty cool.
Dead Space
from creators from Dead Space, yeah. Right.
That's pretty cool.
That's a pain in the ass game if I ever saw one.
Dead Space. It isn't.
Oh my god. The lack of ammo is always my biggest gripe. I never
Well, you're the dumbass who always plays shit on hard.
True.
Hey, I should probably go back and play it's a new genre. Let me just go back in and play it on
But even
difficult.
Easy was like still like normal on that.
No, man. Dude, if I beat it without complaining, you can. And you're the one that's stingy as shit. I'm Rambo.
Without complaining.
Yeah. Well, that's a bold statement right there, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Warhammer 40K Dark Tide.
Yeah, no. Calc was all about that.
He likes the Warhammer
stuff. Vermintide. Yeah. Nope, I'll pass.
Open Roads by Fulbright.
Could be cool.
Disco Elysium.
Everyone raves about this game. I have no desire to play it.
Final Cut. Dragon Age 4. Is that a finally?
Where?
Wasn't the Dragon Age thing like supposed to go, and then it wasn't, and then it was, and
yeah, it was put on hiatus, and then I guess they got the right people on board to do it.
Yeah.
Okay, funding.
This one doesn't sound fun at all. Endless dungeon.
I want it to end. I want to feel like I made progress.
Exactly. How do I know that I won? You don't.
You don't. It just goes forever and ever and ever.
Crimson Desert.
I don't know.
It's open world high fantasy. High fantasy. Wow. No, you gotta be stoned like, to play.
Yeah. Where do people find the time to play all these giant, large-scale open world? I mean, it's great from a like development standpoint and artistic standpoint, but how do you find the time to play all these different games?
Ask our resident open world game player that finished Red Dead Redemption 4 or 2 and is now playing Abe's Odyssey.
Cyberpunk.
Yeah.
Abe's Odyssey. I'm not playing Abe's Odyssey.
I know, it's Assassin's Creed. I'm just making a joke. Jesus.
Get your facts straight.
So sensitive.
Yeah, ever since you said Dead Space was like super hard.
Apes? What? Fuck you and Apes. I'm not playing Apes.
Come on. What's an Apes thing?
Screw you and Apes.
Too many Odysseys.
New Warframe content. Isn't that always? Isn't there always new shit coming to Warframe? Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War. Season 1 gameplay reveal.
Yeah, we don't play it.
Okay. Season? Which one? Winter? Spring? Summer? Fall? Coming from Scavengers Studios, the adventure game focusing on young explorer finding his way through the world that doesn't have much time left.
Oh, I hate time mechanics. Mm. Ugh.
Arc 2. Starring,
yeah, read it. Go ahead.
Starring Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel.
Nope.
What?
The actor known as Dom Toretto.
That's right.
Who plays Vin Diesel?
Dom, get out there.
Live my life a quarter mile at a time.
That's right.
I'm in your face. I'm in your birth.
New gameplay trailer for Elite Dangerous Odyssey expansion.
Remember, Kelk's like, you gotta buy it. This is so good. The Elite Never Dangerous. Played it.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm good at Kelk. Yeah. Or just comes free.
New Outriders gameplay trailer.
This looks bonkers. Looks pretty cool.
Co-op shooter.
It's a co-op shooter. It's kind of like Doom. Like you got to kill to heal to get health and stuff, and you just got to keep moving. You're not supposed to go in cover. It's just constant shooting shit.
So that's good for the resident Rambo in our group.
Yeah, but I don't like the Doom games. I don't know why. It just
interesting. Catch me. What Pigeon likes to do to himself. We have Fist, F-I-S-T.
Nailed it.
Focuses on the story of an engineer who wields a massive mechanical arm to fight off against another foes.
Pretty smart, sounds like me.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. Yeah.
How do they come up with this stuff?
The robots are coming out of your butthole, I guess.
What is
you guys want to get drunk and come up with crazy story ideas?
We're being called Fist.
Yeah. Oh my god. Well, it's F period I period S T S period T period. But yeah.
Oh my gosh! It's an actual movie with Sylvester Stallone.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
Speaking of actual movies, Evil Dead: The Game reveal.
Oh, there you go.
Co-op survival horror game.
Fist is forged in Shadow Torch.
Okay.
What the fuck? Oh my gosh. Just call a Fist instead.
Yeah, I was going to say it could be found inside taint.
Forget it sucks tits.
What, my anus dog? You said that though, right?
Yeah. You said bitch. Huh? Mm-hmm. Evil Dead. Anybody like that show with Bruce Campbell?
It's cool. Wow. Yes. It's a good series.
Do you think the game's going to live up to the series?
Yes, I will, because he's coming for it. So
he's doing the voice, voicing the fan character. Yeah, character. Ghosts and Goblins Resurrection reveal.
Oh, this game gets me so mad all the time.
Why?
Because you got to be like perfect on your jumps and shit.
Yeah.
But it looked really cool.
Missed by a millisecond. Start over. You die.
Yeah. Or you beat the game and it's like, go back and play on a harder level?
Yes.
Why? Like, no.
Oh, no, the guys that you tried beating that killed you and you don't have the shit that you needed.
No.
Returnal. New gameplay trailer.
Kelk's favorite position.
Nice. new game reveal. Road 96.
I don't know. I thought I watched all the trailers, but I didn't see those two.
Kelk does like getting rode in a 96.
Yeah.
You know, rubbing the backs together.
Back of their ass on the back of their heads.
That's right. Road 96, procedurally generated adventure game. Make it across the border by hitchhiking or trekking on foot. Okay. New game from Haze Light. It Takes Two.
The people from the game that Flans played, A Way Out.
Mm-hmm.
They look pretty cool. Another co-op game.
I was going to say, it's pretty interesting that they're sticking co-op.
Yeah.
I like it.
Because it did really well, yeah.
Elder Scrolls Online, new expansion reveal. Okay, I haven't played Elder Scrolls forever. Speaking of what pisses Pigeon off, Oddworld, not Abe's, but you know, Soulstorm.
It does star Abe. What are you talking about?
That's not Abe's Oddworld. It's just Oddworld Soulstorm.
Mm-hmm. Those games. You ever play those games? They're so terrible.
But like Pigeon said, Abe will be returning. New trailer for Monster Hunter Rise.
No one cares.
Okay. Evil West game reveal from developer Flying Wild Hog.
Seemed kind of cool.
That's what Pigeon does in Texas. He stands up and looks at Wiener hang out the window and drives really fast.
That's my Wild Hog.
Yeah, have you tried Flying Wild Hog? They fucking hate their hot dog IPA.
Right. Totally sounds like
that. Yeah, it's like 12% alcohol.
Hot dog IPA.
It's triple double dry hopped. Oh my God.
It's dirty water dog, no beer.
Yeah, but it's made with hot dogs, though, right? You said that, though, right?
They just can it.
Damn. Kosher dogs, too.
Mm. All right, Scarlet Nexus, new gameplay trailer from Bandai Namco.
I don't remember this game.
Hmm. New map revealed for Among Us.
Yeah, Dan Flans should be happy.
That's right.
Yeah, I haven't played that in a while.
No. New Fortnite reveals Halo Master Chief as being a playable character.
Mm.
And Daryl Dixon and Michonne.
Yeah, that's good for them. They must have made those. Teammates must have made a friggin' fortune.
Mm. New Game Pass updates in addition to Elder Scrolls.
Do you think Fortnite pays for the likenesses, or do you think Microsoft pays for the likenesses to be in the game?
I don't know. I think Fortnite.
Or it's like, let's do it together and we'll split the cost.
Yes.
Or something.
Yeah, it's good for everybody because, you know, it's good for Fortnite because it keeps people interested. Be like, oh, look, Halo now, you know, or Walking Dead. But then it keeps those other characters, you know, involved in another form of media to be like, don't forget about Master Chief. Don't forget about Walking Dead. It's probably a little of both.
Yeah, but I'm thinking if Fortnite's making money on it, they have to be paying Microsoft in some way or another.
Yeah, I think they hold some like negotiation cards to be like, well, it's our game. We don't have to put Walking Dead characters in there. We could put, you know, whatever else is. We could put Walter White in there.
Right.
Well, that'd be a good character.
Oh my gosh, I never saw that theory, but that'd be awesome.
You never saw Breaking Bad?
Nope.
You owe yourself to do it.
That's, I'd rather watch Malcolm in the Middle.
Awesome. The best show I've ever watched.
His best role ever.
Right.
Malcolm's dad.
New Game Pass updates. In addition to Elder Scrolls 5 Skyrim arriving on Game Pass, Sega's Yakuza series, particularly 3, 4, and 5, and 6 will also be coming to the ongoing service.
Yes.
I heard
Skyrim's is awesome, but
it is.
It's like a time dump.
It is.
I don't got time.
It's kind of a
dump.
Slow play too, because I mean there is fast travel stuff, but to rank your character, you want to wander through the world, and like I played like some kind of like elf thing, dark elf or whatever, but I was like a stealthy, sneaky kind of bow and arrow person, so I'd kind of have to sneak everywhere because you have to sneak to build your sneak ability, rank it up and stuff, and you have to shoot people to build up your bow and arrow abilities, and it's it is a bit of a time dump.
And then you can get a cumbersome backpack.
Yes, of course. Yeah, I'm carrying too much shit. Yeah. this is what Pigeon does too, is or feels like when he's on the shitter, a ruined king.
Or when I go to Kelp's coffee shop
on his throne. That's right. After he's had too much Taco Bell.
I go and take a dump in his restaurant, in his coffee shop.
Calc, which button do I push for number two?
There's 16 buttons on his toilet.
The blue one or the silver one?
What is it? I pooped in the bidet.
Ow!
It looks so like a toilet.
It's not going down. That's the bidet, you moron.
There's water everywhere.
It's spraying this shit back up at me.
Do I wash my face? Like, what do I do?
You come out like Ace Ventura. Do not go in there.
Do not go in there. Woo!
Smacks the water out of his pocket. Ruined King is a classic inspired RPG focusing on many of the characters and events on the fringes. Okay, taking cues from developer Airship Syndicates. Battle Chasers, yeah. Okay. And Mass Effect game revealed. New one.
Ooh.
Andromeda must have done it right.
No, it's not part of the Andromeda Galaxy.
No, I know. Mm. Instead of taking place in the Andromeda Galaxy, they're heading back to the solar system to return to the setting of the original trilogy.
Oh, yeah. People love it. That game was good. I don't remember finishing 3, though.
Right. All right, so Game Awards for 2020. We're going to do a recap on what we voted for and see how bad, good, I guess we did.
We'll just see who the winner is and if they picked them.
Yes. So Game of the Year was Last of Us Part 2, Naughty Dog, and none of us got that.
Nope.
Best Game Direction was Last of Us Part 2, and Dan Flans got that.
Obviously.
1 point.
Of course I knew that. Suck.
Best Narrative is Last of Us Part 2. Pigeon Peg Leg and Scotchon got that.
Yes.
Best Art Direction, Ghost of Tsushima. Nobody got it. Best Score of Music was Final Fantasy VII Remake. Nobody got it. Best Audio Design, The Last of Us Part 2. Pigeon Peg Leg got it.
Yes.
Jeez.
Went
in. Best Performance was Laura Bailey as Abby in The Last of Us Part 2. Nobody got it.
No.
Games for Impact, Tell Me Why, and Scott Chan got it.
Nice.
That's the only reason why you picked it, I think.
So I could sing it.
That's right. Best Ongoing was No Man's Sky. Pigeon got that one.
Yes.
Best Indie Game was Hades. Scott Chan got that one.
Oh, speaking of the third person, too, it's crazy. Right.
Best Mobile, Among Us, Dan Flans.
Yeah.
Pulling up the rear.
Best Community Support, Fall Guys. Nobody got that. Innovation in Accessibility, Last of Us Part 2. Nobody got it.
We hate Grimmauld's Rare.
Best VR AR was Half-Life with Pigeon Pegley. Half-Life Alex, I should say. Pigeon Pegley.
Half-Life that. Pigeon.
Yeah. Best Action, Hades. Nobody got that one. Best Action Adventure was Last of Us Part 2. Nobody got it.
Jeez.
I think people liked Last of Us Part 2. I'm not sure.
You think? Tell.
Actually, it's divisive or decisive or whatever you want to call it. Because a lot of people say they really like it and other people said it wasn't that great.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy that they took so many, though. Best Role-Playing, Final Fantasy VII Remake. Scott Chound took that one. Best Fighting was Mortal Kombat 11. That's me again.
It's crushing it.
Best Family, Animal Crossing. All of us got that one. Animal Crossing New Horizons.
Naturally.
Best Sim Strategy was Microsoft Flight Simulator, and all of us got that.
Yeah, that was an easy one.
Best Sports Racing, Pidge and Dan get Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2.
Yeah!
That was an easy one, too.
Best Multiplayer was Among Us. That was me.
Nice.
Best debut game was Phasmophobia, and that was Pigeon. You were right on that one, Pidge.
Hell yeah.
That was the one that you thought with you jackass. That was the one you said was the most followed game on Twitch service or whatever at one point.
It was the most like played game for like a week
right
when it released. And it's like real janky and stuff.
All right, so the final score was Scott Chan with 8, Dan Flans with 5, and Pigeon Pegleg with 2. Oh, dang, dude.
Oh, nope, I got 8. Recount. I'm suing that. Hold on, taking it to the Supreme Court.
Everybody.
Yep. Voter fraud. Yep. Ooh, it is voter fraud from the Democrats. I do have 8.
I gotcha.
So I win.
That's only because you say you did the notes. That's why you win. I got it.
And I did the count.
Okay. All right. On that note, let's take one last break so I can get some beer in me. And I imagine Pigeon needs a drink too.
Yeah, no, I'm going to finish this one. This one was a pint.
It's a pint?
A point.
Point. And Dan needs a refill. So we'll be back with Diary of the Mouth.
For more from the Load of Couch, check us out on YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook.
If you like me and would like to follow me on Twitter, at Pigeon Peg Leg, and also on Twitch, Pigeon Peg Leg. Pigeon Peg Leg.
Hey, this is Scotch Hound. If you want to hear more from me, you can check me out on Twitter at @ScotchHound_LC or on Twitch at Scotch Hound. All right, we're back with Diary of the Mouth. He's what? He's 6 foot seven?
He's like 7 foot.
Even
is that a lot?
Actually, let me see.
Okay,
he is very tall. Says so very tall.
Yeah, nice. Very
6'11". That was close.
Yeah, it's kind of tall.
Now we got to look up his net worth.
Jesus, that's just how the string of things goes.
50 right. million.
How much?
50 million as of 2012.
As of 2012.
Yeah, then he signed those big contracts with the Three Doors down in Miami. For like 100 mil, so he's got to be at least 150 mil.
Right. All right, Paige, what are you drinking?
The same thing, a Red and White Christmas.
Okay. Plans, did you get a new one?
Yeah, I got a new one. Same one, just a new one.
Okay. And my Merry Monkey, I'm only halfway through the damn thing. All right, moving on. Turns out honeybees learn from their best friend, Kelk. All right, they found a useful tool to repel giant hornet attacks. I feel bad because Pigeon told me to be quiet.
Oh, yeah, sure.
More quiet, no. More quiet.
I was telling my daughter, thanks for being quiet, Eacher.
Thanks for being more quiet. All right, so they found a useful tool to repel giant hornet attacks.
Mm-hmm.
They use various tactics such as swarming. tactics such as swarming invaders with hot bee balls, roasting them to death.
I'm a B-boy standing there. I'm a B-boy standing
slam.
I'm going to slam you with these big B-balls.
But in recent study, scientists have discovered that the Kelk method is by far the best tactic.
Wait a minute. So this, do you know the hot B-balls? There's a picture down there. They surround the hornet. And then it melts them because of the heat that they provide. They come off. Oh my God.
But what the hell are the balls of?
Of them. They just surround them.
Oh. And the heat that they generate.
Yeah.
Holy shit. That's crazy. So I was thinking it was like, maybe they're fucking getting honey and they can warm the honey up somehow and it makes it real hot. And then you put it on it and they can't fucking fly and they melt because of how hot the honey is. It's just a ball of bees.
Yep.
That's pretty crazy. All right, so the scientists discovered that the Kelk method is by far the best tactic, and that's coating the hive entrance in animal dookie. Okay. So fecal spotting, it's quoted, fecal spotting, not only repels giant hornets, but also shows that nobody goes to Kelk's house. Could this be true about Kelk, or is it because he's too busy?
Too busy.
We gotcha. Yeah. No, I think it's true because last time I was there, remember Poop from Belvedere? I mean, he was having an argument with him.
Yes.
Maybe he took some of his poop and smeared it.
Kept him away that way. Nice.
He does like his territory, like dog pees. He just gets poop and does his like survey line. This is my territory. You cannot come past here.
Holy crap.
No, it's probably he's too busy.
That's probably true. All right, we are at the Dan. Where Dan. In the world is
Garmin? He had to go get his kids.
Oh, I gotcha. Oh, why I thought that was you? I have no idea.
Nope.
Okay, so we are.
I'm
without
here. So
Dan.
Who's better? Nice. Than plan?
Yeah. Okay, so on this week's Where in the World, we see what our excuse generator can come up with to answer why Doom and Kelk and maybe Dan aren't on the show.
Oh, yeah, we got to do plans now, right?
So, are we just going to do a single and in order?
Yeah, we'll do a single in order.
Okay. So our first is Doom, and it says, I am diagnosed with tuberculosis, so I got to visit the clinic to get electroshock therapy. How does that cure tuberculosis?
Have you had tuberculosis? So no. You don't know.
Shock therapy, though. Okay. I am diagnosed.
No one ever tried it.
I am diagnosed with tuberculosis. Can I just somebody just come up to you? I can't come on the show. I am diagnosed with tuberculosis.
He's going to the clinic, though. The free clinic.
Okay.
I just hope Kelk doesn't win.
All right, so Kelk, yeah, seriously. My in-law was body shamed by my daughter, and now I gotta go to the doctor.
So far, it's Doom. I'm going with Doom.
Yes. All right, and
unless Flan wins.
Dan Flans.
We should just keep rolling until he gets it.
Yeah. No, this one's lame. It's my aunt was diagnosed with antisocial personality disorder, so I got to take the plane to the hospital.
How's that stupid? He said take a plane to takes the plane to the local hospital.
Yeah, he lives in Alaska.
Oh, he said he lives in Alaska?
No, I'm just saying.
No, he goes to the local like airport where it's just biplanes.
All right, this is another one for Newark. Dan. While he's at the hospital, he says his doctor called with my recent x-ray results, and it showed there is a curtain rod in my nasal cavity, so I got to go to the hospital to get it removed.
Either one, he wins. He's a winner.
What the fuck?
So, curtain rod, like you didn't notice it before?
And then while he was there visiting the ER, it says, I am diagnosed with PTSD. PTSD. So I got to visit the ER to get antibiotics. They're all hospital ones again.
I don't care. Flans wins. They're all Kelk didn't win, so it's good.
All right, and that is, where in the world is Carmen San Diego?
Doom, Kelk, and Dan Flans.
There you go. All right. Questions from listener. All right, so we have one question, and it is from @ISitForNobody. So some dude who was shot and killed in Trinidad and Tobago was sitting on a chair when he arrived at the church instead of lying in a coffin. Savage, right? How do you think you'll die? And you camping up in a coffin for eternity? Question mark. All right, so savage, right? Yeah, that is kind of crazy. This dude's just sitting in a fucking chair outside the church.
I saw a picture he wrote up in the back of a limo, like one of those open like coffin things.
Oh my God.
Sat in like the bed of the limo. And they wrote him up. Oh my gosh, that's like really creepy though.
That's pretty crazy. Cool though.
It is. I mean, he's got the right attire on too.
Right,
kind of looks like LeBron James, like a dead LeBron James.
That's true. Yeah, with the haircut and the beard.
Yeah.
How do you think you'll die? How do I think I'll die? I'm hoping I go in my sleep.
I think I'm going to die of like dementia, Alzheimer's, and all this stuff at an early age.
Oh, geez,
honestly.
Okay. Nice. You're pre-planning? Yeah,
I don't think I'm going to live past 50, okay. Honestly.
No?
No, I don't think so.
You're 48 and a half now?
I'm 52.
Nice.
Benjamin Button.
And you camping up in a coffin for eternity. No, I'm being cremated. Or at least I want to be cremated. Yeah.
You and your wife?
I think she says she wants to as well. Yeah.
Donating organs?
I am an organ donator on my car or on my license. Yes.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Of course not. Nobody wants your broke back parts anyway.
I don't know. If I decide to get cremated, I think I will.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, nobody wants it anyway. My liver's shot. My kidneys are failing. My heart is pumping faster than normal. My lungs look like I smoked for 25 years, even though I never smoked.
Well, your microwing can be used for science.
Yeah. We could start measuring a new unit of measuring. One pigeon wiener.
Pigeon wiener. You missed out on the bird boner talk last week. Or no, water otter talk last week.
Yeah, I got to listen to it. I'm almost up to it.
Yeah. You're being coffined right now?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I'm gonna have I'm gonna have clowns or something.
Have clowns.
Yeah. Like dead in the ceremony, all of a sudden a bunch of clowns come in. creepy ass clowns. Try to cheer everybody up, make them all like have like the worst emotional roller coaster ever.
Come in and just do like your makeup for clown night.
Or like everyone's dressed as me at like these like awesome masks or something.
Oh my God.
They're super sad and they're scared and they're confused and happy and sad. It's just like, it'd be great.
Now what's that new show that's on Netflix or whatever, where the person's kind of consciousness was uploaded?
Is the one with Johnny Depp?
No, it's like a new show series or something like that, where the guy's consciousness, his girlfriend or something like that was super rich. And
is that the show Flans was watching before?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't remember.
Do you think you'd do something like that?
Well, upload my consciousness?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. The thing is I don't think you, when you pass, will know, right?
I don't know. No one knows. I think that's why we should clone people just to kill them, to see if they bring back results. What do you think? What happened? When you died.
But I'm saying it's like your consciousness is held in your brain. So yeah, you can upload your consciousness to something else, but you're not going to remember it because your brain dies.
Yeah, but isn't your consciousness your thoughts?
Yeah, but it's a new set of thoughts from a thing that has a whole bunch of memories, but it's not yours, right?
Yeah, but it's just like a hard drive. Just because you take your hard drive out of your computer and put it in something else, it's still your hard drive, right? So it still has all your files and all your... You'd have to take
the brain out, wouldn't you? Because that's where everything's stored?
Yeah, isn't the hard drive the brain of your computer?
Yeah, but if you're just uploading all of this new computer info onto a new hard drive, it's not the same original hard drive.
No, I'm saying taking out the original hard drive and putting it into a new computer. It's the same thing.
Yeah, but again, that original hard drive doesn't remember all that stuff that's been removed. So you and your body still die, but your consciousness stays...
Doesn't it leave a footprint on something?
I don't know. I'm thinking if you do that, it's the body that dies and stuff just dies and you go away. It's just all it is just your minds and your memory, your brain and your memory at that point kind of playing off in some other thing that you won't ever remember.
I think we're getting too philosophical, and I think we should just go back to the unethical part of me cloning people and killing.
And how much I want to be sitting up in a chair outside of my
chair. Yeah, each one of them will have one of those ceremonies.
Now, I should, when I'm set up like this, I want to have my hand up so people can give me a high five, though, as they're walking into the church.
The middle finger.
Or do that thing where it's like you put your finger and your thumb together to make it a circle so you can punch the people if they look at it.
Or put your thumb through your zipper.
Great. They're like,
and a sign that says you looked.
That'd be fantastic, dude. That'd be so good.
Dude, how soon before people start becoming like animatronics when they die? And they start like moving and stuff, yeah, like a robot.
Not very.
He's
long.
Dead, but he's going around meeting people. Fuck no. No thanks.
Why is he dancing with grandma? What?
That motherfucker's been dead for 10 years.
Yes. Holy shit. All right. Well, thank you for the question at I Sit For Nobody.
Except for this guy.
Yeah, seriously. All right. Beer thoughts, Pidge, go on your red and white Christmas.
I'm on the fence, but I'm going to have to lean towards nay. It's a little too spicy for me.
Okay.
Not in the heat sense, but in like the ingredient sense, like the
cinnamon, nutmeg, and all that other stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just a little overwhelming.
Yep. I'm going to say the same. I'm at a nay. Not that it's bad. I'm enjoying this one, but it's just too much cinnamon and nutmeg for me too.
Yeah. It's just too busy of a beer.
Right. I mean, it says cranberry and orange peel, and it's just, I don't taste either of those. It's just kind of that overwhelming kind of holiday seasoning flavor.
So. How much cranberries do you think they need to put in there to be able to label it with cranberry? Can they put one in?
Yeah.
Okay.
You could probably cut like one in half and throw it in there and they could say that.
So that'd be like a pigeon wiener size.
Yeah, exactly. Just
for the vat. Yep. Just a nib.
All right, that's the show. I want to thank everybody for listening, especially if you've made it this far. We do appreciate you guys listening. Right now, I think from our last listen, we had some good numbers like a little while ago in the end of November.
Good.
Yeah, we were up to 171 plays in a week's time frame. And then the last week, or our last release, we had 7 plays.
Are you bragging and non-bragging?
7 plays.
You putting the onus on the listeners?
I am. Wow. I am. So, yeah. If you can, let your friends know if you enjoy the show.
Your pastors, everything.
That's right. I'm starting to get us caught back up on YouTube again. I think we're up to, I'm going to be uploading 291 tonight, 292 tomorrow, and then we'll have the latest and greatest show up next week, and hopefully that'll be up to YouTube the same week. So keep an eye out for that if that's the way you guys like to listen. Otherwise, you guys will be listening to this, so keep an eye out for the new ones coming, I guess. But yeah, let us know how you think we're doing. If you like it or not, send those pics to Pidge's Instagram at the Little Couch. Mm-hmm. He's the one who gets all those, especially for the holidays. He could use some, some cheer in his
pre-ordaments
Instagram,
so, yeah.
Instagram life. That's right. And I know it's kind of late in the season now, but you can still get your Loaded Couch memorabilia shirts and stickers. If you want, reach out to us at the Little Couch or at gmail.com or at littlecouch.com or at the Little Couch on Twitter, and let us know what your order is, and we'll have Dan Flans look into pricing and get back to you on that. All right. Thanks for listening, guys, and we'll catch you next week.
Later. Calc will suck for eternity.
Eternity.
If he's on the show one time this year,
he won't be.